T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, are we hearing about any pushback from the tech companies over these taxes?
Well, it's an interesting thing, because when we talk about tech and taxes, sometimes it's the tech company that pays, and sometimes it's you and me. And when it's the tech company, they push back. When it's you and me, it's going forward. Two examples: Cupertino dropped a plan to tax Apple. That's a mega force that has multi-billion dollar profits, posted record earnings. They were hoping to put an employee tax on them, with the money to be used for infrastructure, transportation, and other problems that are coming, and challenges that are coming from the corporates being in Cupertino and having the tens of thousands of workers there. In San Francisco, long grappling with the problem of Uber and Lyft, rideshare cars on the streets of San Francisco, clogging them up. They've been going after them, and they threatened to put a tax on their earnings, but worked out a compromise where they've agreed to put a measure on the ballot for a rideshare tax. The difference would be, rather than Uber and Lyft paying it, they would be able to pass it on to Stan, Phil, Susan, and anybody else that takes a ride in San Francisco.
Yeah, see, everybody sees these companies, and just like the tourist industry, let's not kid ourselves here, is a gold mine. The challenge is always, how do you extract the gold from the mine? Do you take it out of the gold mine company, or do you take it out of the gold miners? A hotel tax is a classic one, right? I mean, Las Vegas is building a football stadium on a dollar a night.
Right, and they're all across the state. You're absolutely right. We had the idea with a hotel tax added on, Stan, is that it's not the citizens of the town that are paying it. It's the visitors. That's making it really good. Then you're not even upsetting the people that vote. Now, these tech companies do present challenges, or this technology, whether it's clogging up the streets, whether it's filling up the schools, whether it's driving up the prices of homes. So we have affordable housing, we have infrastructure, we have a lot of questions that are trying to deal with this. And at times, when it suits political purposes, you point them as the enemy. But when they can also help solve the problem by kicking in money, they become the friend or the ally. It's interesting to note that we're no longer hearing about the idea of banning, say, Google buses. And I don't think that after this, if this deal goes through, you're going to hear a lot of screams about, you know, possibly limiting the number of Uber and Lyft cars on the streets of San Francisco. After all, they're not a problem anymore, with as long as they're paying their share. And even if we're the ones actually paying it, they're a partner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.